Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is going on, everybody? Steve Geller, Charlie Long, bring you until 6:30 this evening as we get ready for the Pelicans' final road game of the season. They're in Milwaukee this evening. Want to take a quick break, though, and get everybody's attention. And from crew of WWL, Charlie Long, a very happy birthday to you, sir. Appreciate all the great work you do, and hopefully you have a great one this year. You deserve it, man.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, man.
You have any big plans for this evening? Or
no,
not,
it's going to be
not to the weekend.
It's going to be low-key. I might participate in some French Quarter Fest activities
later
on, but tonight I think it's going to be kind of chill. I'm going to tune into this Pelicans game, the road finale that we're about to dive into, even with all these, back end of the bench players popping up. We'll see how it all goes tonight, Steve. At this point, you know, we kind of projected it yesterday that the Pelicans were going to end up with the fourth best lottery odds.
Right.
The one team that could have caught them, the Philadelphia 76ers, who are running an unbelievable tank. If you look at basically since February, effectively the last 2 months, it's been unwatchable for Philadelphia 76er fans. So they are charging down the standings, but they beat the Wizards last night, which means that the Pelicans would have to win out to surpass them. Yes, Philly ran an incredible tank. They had lost 12 straight. They were right on the Pelicans' heels, but they won last night, which means that if the Pelicans lose any of their final three games, they'll end up with the fourth best lottery odds.
Yeah, and I've told you during Triple Option, I've been playing with the lottery odds simulator, and on the third click, the Pelicans got the number one pick, so I like that. Three times the charm.
I am very superstitious, right? So, like, I did it once, and they got the number two pick. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good with that. Steve, we'll do a deep dive into the NBA draft, because kind of like what Mike was saying earlier, the offseason is going to be more interesting for Pelican fans, right? Where you can see this is a good draft class. The Pelicans are going to have a top pick somewhere in the top seven, basically, is where they are right now. And you're going to bring in a quote-unquote blue-chip prospect in this good draft class to add to your team. It's going to be a matter of which prospect is it? Could they get up to number one and get Cooper Flagg? That would be amazing. But even like the next tier, right? Cooper Flagg's in his own tier, and we've talked a little bit about this before. But right below him, Dylan Harper, the point guard, shooting guard, kind of combo guard from Rutgers, is number two. Then there's another gap below him where it's Ace Bailey, who is the wing from Rutgers, and then VJ Edgecombe, who's the wing from Baylor. So those two guys are also in their own tier. And then there's a tier below that. So getting a top four pick this year is super, super important. And, you know, the Pelicans have positioned themselves to be in a pretty good spot come draft lottery night.
Do you think, though, that maybe if they end up with a 3-4 or lesser overall pick, they could be inclined to trade that to a team for a piece?
I hope not. Nope. I'm not doing it. I've seen Domantas Sabonis buzz on social media, specifically X. No, I'm not giving up a top four pick in this draft for him. I'm sorry. Like, I'm taking the swing in the draft. That's the only way you get better. Like, I'm not looking at Sabonis. I know that there's been, I guess, lesser buzz about Devin Booker, maybe because the Phoenix Suns are in such a terrible spot and they have to blow it up. But you're going to have to give up a lot to get him. And it's, you know, maybe. But at the same time, Steve, as I mentioned, I am intrigued by this draft class. And we will talk with draft experts as we get closer and once we get into, you know, the Pelicans offseason, which is quickly approaching. And we'll get more kind of thoughts about some of these players that are at the top of the draft board. And in my opinion, I'm keeping the pick. Unless it falls out of like the top five or top six and you get stupid unlucky, then we could potentially talk about moving on from it. But I like this draft class enough to where if the Pelicans get that top pick, I'm keeping it. I'm using it.
And speaking of drafts, we're just 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. We'll be definitely getting a ton into that on our shows. Tonight, I mentioned, though, the final road game of the year for the Pelicans. You heard in Charlie's Sports Flash, Jose Alvarado, Bruce Brown, and Eve Missy all out for this evening. That leaves just eight players on this roster for Coach Willie Green to cycle in. He spoke just minutes ago as this team gets ready for that 6:30 tip-off, and here's a little bit of what Coach Willie Green had to say.
I know eight guys just available tonight. How does that, at this point, does that change how you want to do rotations, or just knowing that you have such a limited bench, how does that kind of change things going?
I mean, it limits the rotations, just having eight guys, but, you know, these guys will get a great opportunity to get on the floor and play against a quality opponent.
How important is that, especially with so many guys who are first year, second year, to have that chance against a team who is still very much playing for something?
It's extremely valuable for guys that, you know, probably wouldn't otherwise have these opportunities or be in this position. So we want to go out and take advantage of it, take advantage of trying to play up to our standards and competing, playing hard, playing together, and try to have fun with it.
How much does it help to have a point guard like Alfred in this situation who knows so much of the plays and can kind of help direct when you have a bunch of otherwise, you know, relatively new players out on the court with him?
It's a huge help. He's a veteran. He's been in these circumstances a number of times. He makes people better on both sides of the ball. So he can get guys in their right spots, and he can calm us down a little bit. And that's going to help, you know, some of the younger guys.
Giannis is available for them. We didn't see him a few days ago. Is there any way you can just try to hinder what he can do, or what's the best way to try to
make it as tough as you can on him? You know, he's a great player for a reason, but you got to make it tough on him. He's got to see bodies, you know, can't allow him to get out and transition and attack us. And it's not going to be on one guy. It's a collective effort.
They also got Bobby Portis back after the suspension. He paid immediate dividends for them. Why is he so important to the team?
You know, he's a part of their core. He's a part of their championship run here. And he brings a level of toughness to this group. And he's been doing that since he's gotten here. So he steps on the floor. He's comfortable with the guys they have. They've all been together for a while.
Giannis, what do you observe about the way he gets his teammates involved, distribution-wise, and like the how and the when that he's decided to do it?
I think that's his growth. Is, you know, he understands that there's times where he's gonna be dominant and drive the ball and get to the free throw line, get to the basket. You know, he's added the sort of mid-range game, mid-range jump shot to his game, and then there's moments where he understands, like, let's get the ball to some of my shooters. You know, he's bringing it down in DHOs. Guys are coming off for shots or finding him in the pocket. And that's why he's so tough. That's why he's difficult to guard, because he can hurt you in a number of ways.
You heard it there. Pelicans head coach Willie Green speaking to the media right before tip-off coming up at 7 o'clock here on WWL 6:30 pregame coverage right around the corner. Charlie mentioned in the Sports Flash the Pels were a 15.5-point dog. That's up to 16.5 now, I'm seeing on ESPN Bet.
Yeah, and who knows what it's going to be by the time tip-off is at 7 o'clock tonight. You know, we'll see. Maybe the Pelicans cover, but it's kind of hard to see him win tonight's game.
After tonight, two more games after that. They're both at home. We'll be taking on the Miami Heat tomorrow. And then on Sunday, closing things out against OKC. We're going to take a break and close things out after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to get a quick look at the Masters leaderboard as we get ready for Pelicans basketball in Milwaukee. After one round, it's Justin Rose atop everybody at a -7 leading the way. He is 3 strokes ahead of Corey Connors, Scottie Scheffler, and Ludvig Åberg, who are at -4. 3 under par, we got Bryson DeChambeau, Tyrell Haughton. They're tied for 5th, and then there's a group of guys tied for 7th behind there. So after one round at the Masters, we got Justin Rose in the lead. Like I said, at 7 under par. That'll resume tomorrow. Be keeping an eye on all that action. Also be getting more into NFL draft talk tomorrow. Me and Jeff Nowak going till 5:30 on Friday as we get ready for LSU baseball taking on Auburn, a Tiger versus Tiger series. Big top 10 matchup. Looking forward to seeing how that all shakes out for the Tigers, riding a 9-game win streak into this, I should say, LSU Tigers. Getting ready now for Pelicans basketball here on WWL.